It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and your chance right now to win tickets to Santa Slam 2018. Migos, Bozzy, and Bryce Vine. You're the next
Joe Berry. That's a lot of awesomeness. I want
more. You could actually put that into a sauce. Awesome sauce.
That's
right. And there's even more that we're going to be announcing there. That's what you're winning right now. But also, you're getting qualified. We're going to send you out to Vegas to go have the Imagine Dragons experience, which is just an incredible opportunity if you're a fan of that group. That's going to be yours. If you win this morning, Alex, you wanted to keep it extra creepy this morning, it looks like, for the game we're about to play.
Of course, everything has to be Halloween.
Oh, gosh, here we go again. I don't like scary stuff.
I do. I'm going to be so devastated when today's over. It's my favorite holiday.
I'm so excited. I'm ready for it.
You're ready for what? Thanksgiving?
Devil day over.
Christmas?
I'm ready for Thanksgiving, and I'm ready for all this scary stuff, haunted houses, to be done with.
Let's get somebody to play the game this morning at 317-239-1009. Tatum, you're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hi.
Hi. Are you ready, Tatum?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's how it works. We're going to give you a creepy job, okay? And we're going to let you know. We're actually going to let you guess, is it higher or lower? We're going to ask you to pay for that job. For example, some would say working in radio is a scary job. And we've got Alex making 25K a year. Do you think she's higher or lower than that?
Higher.
Wrong.
No.
No, I'm kidding. No, that would be right, I think. I don't know. But that's an example. But we're actually going to do like real scary jobs.
And then
okay?
We'll tell you how much these scary jobs actually do get paid.
So, okay. Alex, how much do you get paid?
Yeah.
Come on. Be honest. We'll all go after you. All right. Let's start out with a coroner. Oh, could you imagine being a coroner?
Oh, no.
Typically requires a high school education. Hopefully, it'll help you a little bit. Do you think that a coroner making on average, they get $50,000? Do you think it's higher or lower than that a year?
Higher. You deal with dead bodies all the time.
You would be wrong. They, on average, only make $49,700.
Ooh, that's close. I thought they'd make more than that, too.
I mean, yeah, imagine going there seeing dead things. Like, no, thank you. All right, let's see here. The next one. How about a funeral director? Also, they call them a mortician. Typically, you need to have, they say, an associate's degree. So some college is involved. What do you think the average pay is? Do you think it's higher or lower than $48,000?
Higher.
Also wrong. It's lower.
What? I thought for sure that they made a ton of money.
I heard like, you know, death and taxes where it's at, but apparently not. They only make an average $46,000.
What?
Wow.
I thought for sure they were like making like $120,000. I mean, I thought it was a lot.
Yeah, apparently our jobs aren't as bad as we thought, right?
Wow.
All right, let's do this. I have faith in you. A phlebotomist. Does that pay more than $30,000 a year, or is it less than $30,000 a year?
I think it's around that range. So my mom is an MA, so she actually kind of does close to the same thing, so higher.
Oh, okay. So you have a little experience there. Well, that paid off because you're right. Yes, that pays on average $31,200.
What exactly is a phlebotomist?
They draw blood all the time.
Oh, the blood drawers. The vampires of the hospital. Yes, I remember that.
Watch out, vampire.
What did you just say?
My mom actually has a sign that like above her desk that says vampire.
Your mom
I'm here
is me.
To suck your blood. blah, blah, blah.
I'm not going to lie. I thought a phlebotomist, like a phlebotomy, was when they scoop your brain
okay,
out.
Okay, all right.
Nose.
That's a lobotomy, I think.
With a hook. Is
all
that a
right.
phlebotomy?
I don't know. You watch too much stuff. I don't know. Okay, let's get away from that. Here's your next one. Cemetery manager. Somebody that manages a cemetery. Higher or lower than $75,000 a year?
Lower.
That is correct. They make about $46,000. All right, this is your last one. If you get this right, you are going to win those Santa Slam tickets and go see Imagine Dragons in Vegas, okay?
Ooh.
Okay.
Which one should we give? Ooh, sticking with dead stuff. How about a grave digger? Not the monster truck driver, but a grave digger. Do you think a grave digger makes more or less than $40,000 a year on average?
Less.
I would guess less.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, there's heavy machinery. Okay. Less than 40,000.
I think it's. I think they're between 30 and 35, if I'm guessing.
All right, let's see here. We're looking and it is less. Yes,
wow.
Way to go. Yes, woo! A grave digger on average pays $30,700.
Boom, baby. I'm pretty good at guessing salaries.
Oh, my gosh. These jobs, by the way, are underpaid. To do all that stuff, you should be making bank right there. Well, hey, big congratulations going out to you this morning. You're going to be going to Santa Slam.
Woo!
Who are you looking forward to seeing the most? We got Migos. We got Bozzy. And we got Bryce Vine. Really? Okay.
This will be so good.
This is for you. If you're over 18.
Yeah.
Okay, good. You're like, no, I'm 17. I'm like, okay, wrong song.
Hands
wrong
off
song.
Your body.
Safe space for Jesus and the Holy Ghost. And you're also qualified to go out to Vegas and see Imagine Dragons. So congratulations. We're so happy for you.